Hi, welcome back to The Gutsy Gal. My name is Dr. Chris Sargent, and today we're going to be talking about the health impact of leaky gut. Our last few podcasts have talked about how we end up with leaky gut, but now we're going to talk about the manifestation or what happens to your body when you have it. And you may not even know you have it, which is kind of even the scarier thing, that your gut's leaking stuff and you're not even aware, because sometimes there's unexpected ways that leaky gut shows up. So why do you even care? What difference does it make in your life if you have leaky gut? And that's where we're going to go with this today. So if you decide that you have liked our past podcasts, I would appreciate if you would pass it on and pay it forward to some of your friends who may be also having some of the same issues that you are. They may also be looking for some answers. So what a great friend for you to just push it on forward. And if you really liked it, you can go to thegutsygal.com and write a review for me. I would love that. Or on iTunes, you can also write one there. You can find me personally on Facebook. Now all the boring stuff is out of the way, we can talk about what you came here to listen to, and that's the health impact of leaky gut. I'm going to start with the most obvious and expected manifestation of leaky gut, and that's irritable bowel syndrome. And they all kind of work together. It's kind of a semantical thing, what we're going to call it. But basically, that's the whole digestive stuff that you may be experiencing. That may be one of the most impactful things on your life. So that's, you know, we're gonna talk about poop. I'm not Dr. Oz, but I love talking about poop. So constipation, diarrhea, intermittent cramping, pain, inflammation, that kind of thing goes along with this leaky gut for some people, but not for everyone. Sometimes leaky gut is very, very silent. And for others, it's not, because gas is also one of the manifestations. So we're going to talk about some of those silent things. And the silent things pop up as hormone disruption, immune system disruption, malnutrition, bacterial and yeast overgrowth. So those are the most common things. And realize that they're all connected together. Usually one doesn't happen without the other. Those are the most common things I see in my office, but that's not all that goes along with it. And the symptoms are varied. And most of the time, patients just feel like crap, right? And I've said that before, they just feel like crap. So let's talk about malnutrition first. And this seems like a very counterintuitive thing to talk about in our society, when 70% of us are overweight and obese, but most of us are malnourished. We don't get the proper amount of vegetables. We don't get the proper amount of fruit. We're not eating lean protein. We're eating a lot of processed bag boxes, white goo, I call it goo food, that fills you up but doesn't really add any nutrients to you, and can actually be taking nutrients out of your body because of how much energy it takes to process all of that crap that your body's not used to processing. It takes a lot less energy for your body to process fruits and vegetables and lean protein than it does the processed foods that we eat from bags and boxes. So that's how we end up malnourished. So realize that this is cause and effect, right? So eating the processed food leads you to increased problems of leaky gut and irritable bowel, but it also is an effect that your body is just not getting what it needs to create healthy cells. Realize, you know, the old adage of you are what you eat. I know that sounds really weird, but you are. Your body, the cells that you're making today are made from the food that you took in yesterday. So if the food you took in yesterday looked like McDonald's, then this, or some other fast food or processed bag, chips, cookies, junk, then those cells are going to be made with all of that junk. And your cells are going to act like the junk it was made from, right? This is just like computer, garbage in, garbage out. So your cells are garbage in, garbage out. Or healthy cells can be made of the healthy foods that you eat, and then your cells become healthy, right? I think we talked about this in terms of cars, right? If you're gonna be a Mercedes-Benz or a Rolls-Royce, you want to be able to create parts that fit that Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce. And those parts are not gonna be made from junk cars, right? They're made from at the Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce factory. And that's what we need to do, is start looking at our body like we look at things that we take care of in our world. So the other piece of malnutrition happens because of pH. Now, this is not a hard concept, and I'm going to make this super simple for you. So our stomach, we're going to start in the stomach, is the first food place that food lands, right? That's where digestion starts. And the acid in our stomach is supposed to create an environment in this little bin, this bubble called our stomach, that's really, really acidic. So think about acid and things that burn, like chemicals that burn you up, right? Acid. That's what happens in our stomach. It just breaks things down, and that's the way it's supposed to work. Unfortunately, with some of our medications that stop stomach acid, our pH is too high to create good digestion. And what this ends up doing is you don't absorb B12. You're not going to absorb your iron. You're not going to absorb your calcium. And so that creates malnutrition, right? You're not getting some very critical pieces to even making your red blood cells. So stomach acid is a big piece of this irritable bowel issue. And some of the cause of it is some of the things that we just talked about. So when you have reflux and you decide to take a Tums, that cuts your stomach acid and it cuts your body's ability to digest your food, right? It's just not going to get broken down. It's like sticking a piece of meat into water, and that meat can just sit there and ferment, but it's not going to get broken down into its pieces. You can imagine if you put a piece of meat into acid that it's going to bubble and foam and break down, and it's going to turn into nothing in a very short period of time, or what looks like nothing, and it's really amino acids. But so there's your visual. But if that's not happening, then your body just pushes basically undigested food into your small intestine. Now that sounds gross anyway. So in your small intestine, we're supposed to get a big dump of enzymes, which we do. But if the pH is too high, that doesn't happen either. So then your pancreas and your digestive enzymes and your pH are all connected. So we're not digesting our food the way we're supposed to, just because we aren't eating what we need to be eating. And so, like I said, this is a cause and effect. It goes back and forth and back and forth. The pH also allows proper bacteria to grow. If your pH is too high, guess what? You're going to get gang warfare in your belly, where yeast take over, the bad guys take over, and the good guys just can't get a foothold because the pH is just wrong. So cause and effect, leaky gut, malabsorption, not absorbing your food properly, all starts in the stomach with a proper pH or not a proper pH, and creates malnutrition from malnutrition. So that's one piece. What about our immune system? So we're going to next piece. Our immune system, most of our immune system is located around our gut. Now, I know I talked about this before, but most of it is located all around your intestines. And that's a good thing, because when we eat salads and vegetables and food that we dropped on the floor with the 5-second rule and picked it up and ate it, there's bacteria on there. And we want our immune system to be able to fight off the bacteria that we eat. That's a good thing. pH, what we just talked about, also helps to kill bacteria in our stomach. It's one of our first lines of defense. So, but if it makes it into the intestine, then our immune system gets amped up, right? It turns on based on what we're taking in. When we have leaky gut, our immune system can go one of two ways. Usually, it gets amped up based on the fact that you are now leaking stuff into and around your guts that aren't supposed to be there, right? you have fermenting food that's not digested properly, leaking out, toxins leaking out because maybe you're constipated and you're not going to the bathroom properly, leaking into your immune system. And we talked about the whole, like a leaky bucket in the holes on our last show. So you can get more information there. But realize that when your immune system doesn't work, a couple things can happen. Either you're not going to fight infections very well, so you can get sick all the time. Maybe every single virus that pops along, you end up with a sinus infection. Realize that your sinuses are connected to your digestive system. And that's definitely fodder for another show. But realize that all of that tube is connected. Your mouth, your nose, all of that is connected to your gut. So it's all the same system, even though we think about our nose is what we breathe through. It's not completely that. It's not just that. So we end up with processes that are disruptive in our immune system that create an autoimmune disease where we become immune to our own selves. And that creates problems like rheumatoid arthritis, where our joints become affected. And that can just manifest as joint pain, stiffness, achiness, before it gets to the disease of rheumatoid arthritis. It may just start as stiffness and achiness. We can also get a process called lupus, where different antibodies roam around and lodge in our organs, like kidneys, spleen, liver, lungs. I mean, it can affect your whole body. And then we have inflammation everywhere, and it also affects the joints, skin as well. We can also have a problem, an autoimmune thyroid issue. So we can have Graves and Hashimoto's disease and all kind of low thyroid or high thyroid problems because we have leaky gut. So that's we've got malnutrition and we've got immune system. So those are big impacts on our health just because we're not paying attention to our leaky gut. And especially we may not be paying attention to our leaky gut if we don't have the digestive symptoms. We may be not even aware that that's an issue. We just have all these other symptoms happening, fatigue, achy joints, feeling like crap, you know, just foggy head. And then hormones, which is going to be our last one. We're going to talk about that in a second. I mean, we may just have all this stuff manifesting and not really understand that it's because of our gut. So hormones, our last big, our third big place where things take place. We have gut issues. We have malnutrition. We have immune system. Sorry, this is fourth. And then we have hormone issues that can play off of our leaky gut. So how does that happen, right? We don't even think about our hormone system being connected to our gut system. And there's a couple different ways that it is connected. First of all, we eat hormones all the time, or stuff that looks like hormones in the form of pesticides and fertilizers. All that stuff, a lot of that stuff looks like estrogen in our body. And we call those things exogenous stuff from without, outside of ourselves, exogenous sources of estrogen. And those estrogens have to be broken down by our digestive tract and our liver in order to be properly excreted from our body. When our digestion isn't working, our liver also can't work, and that breakdown doesn't happen. And so if they're not detoxed properly, then they're going to stay in our system, and that is hormone disrupting. The other place that hormones get disrupted, and a place that I think a lot of people don't even think about, is when you have an improper functioning digestive system, it will affect your adrenal system. Now, the adrenal system is your stress system, right? This is the place where cortisol is made. And the other thing that's made there are your hormones, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone. Your water balance is connected to adrenal health, so along with your large intestine. So when we have this extra stress in our body, now this is internal stress, right? Because your digestive system isn't working right. It affects our adrenals. Adrenal stress affects hormone levels. So we've got a couple different ways that hormones get an impact from our digestive tract not working. Not to mention the fact that when we have this kind of stress, we may not be sleeping well. That impacts our pituitary in our brain. The pituitary talks to everything. Okay, so this, I should just retitle this whole thing, Everything is Connected, because you're starting to see how everything gets connected back to our gut. Even our brain and our hormones that we wouldn't think are connected, they are intimately connected with how we are digesting our food or not digesting our food. So with hormone issues, along comes heavy bleeding. Maybe you didn't realize that this was something that could be the result of a leaky gut. Cycle disruption, it's irregular. You have a lot of cramping or pain every single month. Ladies, your periods should be a non-event. It should not be something that takes you and wipes you out for a couple weeks out of the month. It should really just be a non-event. So there's the blatant facts of what should be happening in your body. So we've talked a lot about leaky gut and how it manifests in our system. Our last podcast was all about how to fix all that. So we can go through some of those things and realize that all of those pieces and parts of fixing our gut really have to happen first. We got to take out the bad stuff. We have to replace digestive enzymes and stomach acid so that we can break down our food properly. We need to reintroduce some healthy foods, maybe some probiotics, so that the gang warfare stops. And then we can restore, regenerate the lining of our intestines and heal. And then it's just a matter of maintenance, right? And we've already talked about the fact that in our paradigm, it's so much easier to get healthy and stay healthy than have to redo all of this work again and reheal, and the stress that that takes on our systems as well. So I am the Gutsy Gal, and I want to thank you for listening today. I also want to thank a few people who have made this whole thing possible, including my new websites, Barrington Allstate, KC Printing, Mechanical 24, Tina's Closet, best bras in town, and MicroShare International. Barry at MicroShare, 847-304-7885, made this whole thing possible. He taught me how to do the podcast and has been a great coach in getting Gutsy Gal onto the map. So if you have any questions for us, we actually have a phone number for Gutsy Gal now. It's 630-473-3337. And you can text or email me at that number. And you can also get a hold of me directly, like I said, at Restore Healing Center in Wheaton, Illinois, 630-682-5090. Our next few podcasts are going to be more in-depth about the symptoms that can be created and what might be going on in your life, because this podcast is really all about you. I really want to be able to educate and help you understand what's happening in your body. That's what I'm passionate about, because if you understand what's happening in there, you're going to want to take care of it more. So I am the Gutsy Gal. Look for new products coming along that will help you heal. Look for all kind of cool things that we're getting ready to do. I am the Gutsy Gal, Dr. Chris Sargent, with faith, grace, and gratitude. Have a fabulous day.